From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey says it may be time for a coalition ground intervention in Syria. Turkey called Tuesday for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria. Foreign Minister Mevlut Kosofoglu said Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have indicated such an operation is necessary.
Daesh, Türkiye doğrudan tehdit oluşturuyor ama sadece Türkiye.
He ruled out the possibility Turkey undertaking unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus in the 65-member nation U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State. His comments come as Russian-backed government forces and Syrian Kurds advanced in northern Syria, bringing them closer to Turkish territory. Meanwhile, UN spokesman Farhan Haq says envoy Stefan de Mistura has reached agreement with Damascus for aid convoys to reach 7 besieged areas in Syria.
Humanitarian agencies and partners are preparing convoys for these areas to depart as soon as possible in the coming days. And as the special envoy pointed out, he said in his remarks to the press in Damascus that the test will be tomorrow.
Hundreds of thousands of Syrians are believed to be trapped in such areas. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote. The longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will be neither free nor fair. Political analyst Nicholas Sengoba says incumbent Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, has many advantages.
When you have somebody who has been in power 30 years like Museveni, almost everybody in the country, you'll find people who are grateful to him for the wealth they've made. In this sort of setup, the president has a very huge hold on public finance, the coercive arms of government, that's the army and the police.
Besigye, who has failed 3 times to unseat Mr. Museveni, is competing with former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi.